Okay, guys, kind of a final opportunity here to speak with our good friends Stan and Debbie Twilliger. They're down in Texas. Texas is just big, ain't it, bro? It's big.
It is. It's big, yeah.
Are you in the
people down here say the great nation of Texas, and it is big.
Are you in the flat part there, bro? Or you got a little bit of...
I'm in just south of the hill country. So we have a little rolling hills and a lot of ranch and pasture land. Oh. Trees out the wazoo down here. It's amazing.
Pretty part of the country. You can say wazoo on here. It's okay, Debbie. I heard her in the
wazoo. She was whispering at me. She was telling me about the ranch.
Oh, I want to hear about the ranch. Let's hear.
Yeah, we got a little 10-acre spread, a couple of cows, and yeah, we enjoy our pasture and stuff, so yeah.
I understand your dog Bella is a big fan of the calf you were telling me the other day.
She loves the calf, yes. That's her play toy, she thinks. She hasn't been able to get in the pasture with it yet, but you know.
Can't wait, right? There you go.
Right.
Well, guys, here we are. We're tail end of our time together with Stan and Debbie, but maybe you take just a minute to speak to those who are tuned in these couple of days. We want them first and foremost during these 2 days to be encouraged. COVID, it can take the life right out of you. I mean, being stuck in the house, cabin fever, it can set in. But, guys, there's things we can do right now. So we trust you're hearing these broadcasts and being encouraged in your own home. Stan, how would you encourage those who are listening today to partner with us? We need their help.
You know, there's a time. I was reading in Ecclesiastes 3 last night and this morning. You know, there's always this season. And, you know, God gives us seasons for purpose. And so as you sit back and you say, you know, I'm stuck in the house. There's nothing I can do. And instead of turning that negative, turn it into a positive. Get into the Word, and in the same time, think about how you can make your money, your voice, your every aspect of who you are stretch the gospel of Christ. And you know, there's so many opportunities. Prayer is the huge one. You know, this ministry was founded on prayer, Stan, and I believe that is the very foundation. And when you get into prayer about how you can be involved with the Passion Play, God opens up the world for many different opportunities, money, talent, I mean, you name it, and he gives you the opportunity.